Good morning, everyone. My name is David, and as the head of human resources here, I'm delighted to welcome you to our annual staff development briefing. Today, I want to outline some of the fantastic training opportunities available to you this year, as well as discuss our upcoming team building events. Firm. When we design our staff training, people often think we mainly focus on upgrading technical skills, or maybe enhancing our customer service procedures. While those are definitely important, however, what we actually prioritize during these sessions is problem solving, as it's absolutely crucial for our daily operations to run smoothly in a fast-paced environment.
Firm, let's talk about the seminars we held last month. We initially considered having our senior managers lead the sessions to save costs, but to provide a completely fresh perspective on the industry, we decided to invite several industry experts to share their insights with the team. I think we all found their external viewpoints incredibly valuable.
Firm. In addition to face-to-face workshops, we've also introduced some mandatory online modules. You might assume the first one is about workplace safety, given the recent health guidelines. But actually, the initial module you all need to complete covers data protection, which is highly relevant given the recent digital trends and the new software we've adopted.
Regarding the physical training facilities on the second floor, we've recently made some much-needed improvements. While many of you requested new smart boards for presentations or better overhead lighting, the budget was primarily spent on upgrading the air conditioning, making the rooms much more pleasant and breathable during the intense summer heat.
Firm. I also have some good news about the catering. Lunch is a very important part of our all-day training sessions. We used to just provide a basic sandwich buffet, but following recent feedback requesting something more substantial and energizing, we are now offering a hot buffet in the staff cafeteria for all training attendees. Now, moving on to the fun stuff, let's talk about our annual company away day. We put a few options to a staff vote last week. Rock climbing was actually quite popular among the sales team, and a few people suggested organising a 10-pin bowling tournament. Ultimately, though, ice skating was selected by the staff as their designated recreational outing for this year.
Firm. For this particular outing, we didn't want everyone to have to travel too far after work. We initially looked at booking a private rink at a grand hotel in the city centre, but it was unfortunately way too expensive. So instead, we've secured the main rink at the local leisure centre, which is incredibly convenient as it's just a short bus ride away from the office.
Firm. These away days are more than just a bit of fun outside the office. While some departmental managers claim they directly boost long-term sales figures, what we have consistently observed is a massive improvement in motivation levels across all the different teams, which creates a much happier workplace for everyone.
Firm. Looking ahead to next year, we are already expanding our professional development options. While we will certainly continue to offer our standard IT workshops to keep everyone up to speed, our most exciting new addition will be a comprehensive leadership program designed specifically for our aspiring managers and team leaders.
Finally, before you leave the auditorium today, there's one quick administrative task. You don't need to send me a confirmation email about your attendance, but it is strictly compulsory that everyone hands in a completed feedback form to the reception desk so we can continue to improve these events in the future. Thank you all for your time.